Next presenter is Vivian Leung from the Connecticut Department of Public Health, who is going to be speaking on an investigation of Salmonella enteritidis harboring the MCR1 resistance gene.
Good morning. I'm going to discuss how we recently handled a case of MCR1 in Connecticut. Our case presentation starts in May of last year. A Connecticut resident began vomiting on the trip home after a week abroad. Abdominal pain had developed during the week. A day later, this person was diagnosed with acute pancreatitis with elevated pancreatic enzymes and hospitalized. Excessive alcohol during vacation was deemed the culprit, and the patient had constipation during the entire hospitalization. Upon follow-up with a gastroenterologist, the patient reported diarrhea since hospital discharge. Stool submitted the following day was culture positive for Salmonella enteritidis, a common foodborne pathogen. A few days before the year's end, the Connecticut Department of Public Health received a call from CDC. The Salmonella isolate collected 7 months ago had the MCR1 resistance gene in its whole genome sequence. A response was recommended. Why did stool collected 7 months ago warrant an investigation? MCR1 confers resistance to colistin, which is a last-line antibiotic used to treat multidrug-resistant infections. First identified in China in 2015, the 7 previous U.S. isolates with MCR1 had all been E. coli. This was the first detection of MCR1 in Salmonella in the United States. The NARMS team at CDC has been tracking MCR1 in the United States and leading investigations on cases of this novel resistance mechanism. The National Antimicrobial Resistance Monitoring System for Enteric Bacteria, which is NARMS, was established in 1996. NARMS is a collaboration among state and local public health departments, CDC, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is a map found on the CDC NARMS website and last updated on June 1st. Connecticut actually had one prior case of MCR1 in E. coli. The details of that case were published in MMWR last year. The remainder of this presentation will cover the more recent Salmonella investigation, which was very similar to the E. coli investigation. So how was this colistin gene detected in the Salmonella isolate? Since the Salmonella isolate matched a pulse field electrophoresis pattern cluster, the Connecticut State Laboratory had performed routine whole genome sequencing. Our lab does not yet analyze WGS data before uploading to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, or NCBI. NCBI detected the MCR1 within a plasmid DNA sequence. The plasmid can replicate and transfer between organisms independent of bacterial chromosomal DNA. After MCR1 was detected in the whole genome sequence, our state laboratory sent the isolate to the CDC Antimicrobial Resistance and Characterization Laboratory in January 2017. Colistin resistance was confirmed with an MIC of 8, and MCR1 was detected by polymerase chain reaction, or PCR. Polymyxin B is an antibacterial, very similar to colistin. Methods included, our investigation objectives were to assess possible routes of exposure to MCR1, to identify possible MCR1 spread to the patient's close contacts, and to evaluate prevalence of MCR1 among similar Salmonella isolates. Investigation methods included medical record review, contact tracing, and interviews. Rectal swabs collected from the patient and close contacts were cultured and tested for MCR1 by polymerase chain reaction. Other isolates were screened for MCR1 if their PFGE pattern matched our isolates and WGS data was available. These isolates were found on PulseNet. When interviewed, the patient reported diarrhea resolved a week after stool collection and denied other travel 6 months before illness. While abroad, the only food consumed outside of her resort was at a lunch buffet served during a local farm visit. The patient denied touching any farm animals, though petting was allowed. The patient was not immunosuppressed and denied taking antibiotics 6 months prior to this illness or for this illness. This patient had two travel companions, both of whom had a day of diarrhea while abroad. Household contacts included a spouse and adolescent child. Both denied gastrointestinal illness or health care exposures during the patient's incubation period. Two hospital roommates were not included in the investigation, as roommate number one could not be identified by the hospital, and roommate number two was considered low risk, having only shared the room for 4 hours. Rectal swabs collected in January from the patient and identified contacts all tested negative for Salmonella by culture and negative for MCR1 by PCR at CDC. A second swab from the patient collected in March was also negative for Salmonella and MCR1. Screening 170 whole genomes from PFGE matching Salmonella enteritidis isolates identified no additional MCR1. Limitations of this investigation include the inability to identify the origin of MCR1. It could have been acquired with the Salmonella or transferred from another gut bacterium. Also, as diarrhea started after hospital discharge, it is unclear whether Salmonella incubation began abroad or in Connecticut. In any case, we were unable to investigate abroad. The 7-month time lag between illness and investigation resulted in a recall bias and reluctance to provide specimens. This might also mean missing contacts, such as a potential additional hospital roommate. In conclusion, MCR1 was identified for the first time in Salmonella in the U.S. by routine surveillance for foodborne pathogens and antimicrobial resistance. Similar to other MCR1 in the U.S., this case involved travel abroad, though we cannot confirm that was where the gene was acquired. Finally, there was no evidence of continued carriage or transmission of MCR1 associated with this case. This investigation highlighted the need for healthcare facilities to build contact tracing capacity, particularly roommate tracking, for infection control. More whole genome sequencing will likely find more MCR1 and other emergent resistance genes to characterize through similar methods. Improving timeliness of whole genome sequencing analysis will allow more effective antimicrobial resistance, identification, and prevention. I'd like to thank these partners in the investigation. Thank you.